Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
The former boyfriend of a New Jersey woman who recently went missing has been found dead. Our Sonia Rincon has details in this live report.
Yeah, he had recently spent 11 days in jail, released only 3 days ago. Now 29-year-old John Osbaljan is dead of an apparent suicide in his parents' house here in Freehold. This apparently happened overnight. Now, he spent those days in jail on child pornography charges for some disturbing images found on his phone when authorities were investigating the disappearance of his on-again, off-again girlfriend, 25-year-old Stephanie Pars. He was only a person of interest in her disappearance. He had not been charged in that case, and he was freed on bail in the child pornography case, though authorities did find angry messages to Pars on his phone the night she disappeared. That was October 30th. And since then, friends and family have been searching for her frantically in places like Staten Island. No sign of her. And now neighbors here on this quiet street are saying they just hope there is some information now that he may have left behind, some information, some clue as to her whereabouts. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds, live in Freehold.
This may sound familiar. A story we reported several weeks ago is official now. Mayor de Blasio confirms that some of Fifth Avenue will be taken away from vehicles and handed over to pedestrians for the holiday season. The adjustment will be made near Rockefeller Center, where crowds expand to see the tree and the Rockettes. It begins the day after Thanksgiving. Police are investigating an altercation in the subway early this morning as a possible hate crime. It was at the station at East Tremont and Grand Concourse in the Mount Hope section of the Bronx that police say a man yelled an anti-gay slur, pulled out a hammer, and went after another man. The victim, who's 23 years old, blocked the hammer blow but was pushed onto the tracks. His attacker fled. The victim managed to pull himself back to safety. He suffered a slash to his eyebrow and the back of his neck from hitting the rail. He was treated at a hospital and released. The death of a baby in Brooklyn this week has been ruled a homicide.
The question neighbors have here at 560 Winthrop Street, why? Edith Silva asked, why did little Aiden Joyette die?
It's a sad situation. I mean, I died. Used to hold him, kiss him, hug him, everything. And
neighbor Kim Goodwine says she's dealing with the pain all over again after learning the little boy's death has been ruled a homicide.
And I cried. I felt bad. We see the kids every day. Alice is a nice woman. And not for nothing, I've been sick to my stomach for 3 days.
Now, police are still investigating and have yet to make an arrest. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in East Flatbush, Brooklyn.
A man is under arrest in the deadly stabbing of a teenager in Queens. For now, 20-year-old Tyler Caldwell of Jamaica is charged with conspiracy and criminal facilitation, but police say more charges are expected. 17-year-old Talasia Cuffey was found bleeding on a sidewalk in South Jamaica on the evening of November 15th. She was pronounced dead at the hospital a little while later. Cuffey was raised by the Queens family, whose son was killed by a stray bullet just a few weeks ago. That was during an alleged gang shooting on a Queens basketball court. New York has set a goal to end the HIV epidemic by next year, and health officials say the numbers are headed in the right direction. A new report from the city's Department of Health says the number of new HIV cases diagnosed in the city last year was just over 1,900, the lowest level since the city began reporting new cases in 2001. 84% of those newly diagnosed were linked to HIV care within a month of diagnosis, and more than a half were virally suppressed within 3 months. The city breaking ground today on a $100 million project to add pedestrian and bicycle paths on the east side. The construction will fill in one of the biggest gaps on the East River Greenway from 53rd to 61st Streets. The Esplanade should be completed by 2022. A panel appointed by Governor Cuomo to find a location for a statue honoring Mother Cabrini reportedly has narrowed in on two potential sites. One is Battery Park, the other, Brooklyn Bridge Park. Cuomo's action came after a city panel led by First Lady Shirlane McRae rejected Cabrini for a statue honoring women, even though Cabrini finished first in a citywide nominating process. Nassau County Executive Laura Curran is announcing a sweeping plan to combat housing discrimination.
And I am today establishing the Nassau County Fair Housing Advisory Board. So this will be a standing committee, a permanent county entity to be comprised of community stakeholders and advocates. This board will keep us accountable. They'll work with us to put an ear to the community, to assess our ongoing work, and provide us with recommendations on how we can best promote fair and equal housing policies.
A Newsday investigation sent minorities and whites to look for homes in Nassau and Suffolk counties and found blacks and Hispanics were treated disparately 40% of the time when compared with whites. Curran's plan will also include increased enforcement, new education, and an awareness campaign, and a strengthened Human Rights Commission.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.